Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, Atlanta. Hello, San Diego. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570 AM, The Light. It is absolutely a gorgeous day here in America's finest city, everyone, but I'm definitely missing you, Atlanta. It's 12 p.m. on Pacific Standard Time in the beautiful San Diego, 3 p.m. for you Atlantians today, 4/27/2011. Had a great show yesterday, special broadcast for those of you that missed it, the airing with the Ladies of Inspiration, Pam LaRice Wardlaw, Deetra Close, and Annette with the Preparation Room. I mean, the ladies were just on fire yesterday. They were giving out words of inspiration and uplifting the soul. So if you missed the airing yesterday, I highly recommend that you come to buildgrowandenjoy.com. You can click on the hyperlink Blog Talk Radio at the top of the site and play the archive show, just the Uplift the Spirit. It was an awesome show, special broadcast, but the ladies were on fire, and I definitely recommend you all to tune in and listen in on the archive show. Speaking of uplifting, I am so excited today because finally, and long awaiting, I have a very, very important guest on the show today that is going to educate you all about a very important piece that you should not neglect in your lifestyle. And that is life insurance and a wealth legacy. So let's welcome financial advisor Rohan Smith with the world's number one insurance company, New York Life, to the show. Welcome, Rohan. Pleasure having you.
Thank you so much, Kalithia, for having me on your show. Pleasure.
definitely. You know, it's always a pleasure, you know, speaking with you and, you know, the strategies and how you just, you know, impact the community to create that wealth. You know, that's my pet peeve also. So, you know, I'm definitely excited to have you. So I'm not sure if all you guys are aware about New York Life, but, you know, I'm pretty sure some of you guys are, but through those of you guys that don't, you know, New York Life Company, as I said, is the number one insurer in the world. Fortune 100 company founded in 1845 in the headquarters in New York City and is one of the oldest and largest mutual, yes, I said mutual, insurance companies in America. And they hold the highest possible ratings for financial strength from the life insurance industry for principal rating agencies with over how many billions is that in asset, Rowan, that New York Life has?
At least $12 billion.
Yes,
with a B.
That's with a B, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So, everyone, the lines are open. You can call in 347-215-8709. We are in live chat on BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. You can come in and talk to me or Rowan and everyone that's in the room. It looks like, Rowan, we got a call already. So before we get to questions, let's take this call, okay?
Absolutely.
Hello, caller.
Hi, it's Mikaela. I was just calling to talk about all the things going on in Atlanta.
Everything is good. How is it, Mikaela?
It's wonderful out here. We have a sunshine day and beautiful clouds, but we've got a lot of great things going on with the financial empowerment of 2011. So I'm excited to be listening in and hear all the great things Ron has to talk about and tell us specifically about.
All right. Awesome. Well, keep up the good work, Nikki. You know we love you.
Thank you.
All right, Rowan, they're going to call in today because they want to hear what you got to say. So, Rowan, go ahead and tell us who you are and what you do.
Well, basically, my name is Rohan Smith, and as explained, I'm an agent with New York Life Insurance Company. And basically what I do is I work with clients to help them to meet their goals for their financial future.
That's right. Definitely. So I know, you know, of course, we know you represent New York Life Company, you know, number one insurer in the world. So let everyone know, why isn't life insurance important? Why is it so important?
Well, life insurance is important for a number of different reasons. And the basic is because you want to be able to protect your financial resources and build your financial foundation. So life insurance can actually be used to protect the family's lifestyle should the breadwinner die, and it can also be used to accumulate tax-deferred cash value. And another thing that some people don't know is that in some states, life insurance is protected from creditors, which is huge, especially when tied to a business or so forth.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. Yeah, a lot of people don't know about that asset protection and how they can leverage life insurance to protect that. So who would you say would need life insurance? You know, there's and you know, in our community, you know, in communities, people are so unaware of how important this is, and some people feel they don't need it. But, you know, who would you say needs life insurance?
Well, first I'd like to say that I'm so glad that you're doing what you're doing in educating everyone in just, you know, financial literacy, because there's so much out there that, you know, just that small bit of knowledge makes such a big difference. But in general, the question, who needs life insurance? Well, life insurance is important for a variety of stages in life. So there are immediate needs, which are a little bit different from needs that are surrounding, let's say, periods of readjustment. You know, you may be transitioning or, you know, something else. You may be married, single, or you may be a stay-at-home parent, retired, a small business owner, or just married with kids. You wanna definitely have life insurance, because basically the reason is to prevent the family, your loved ones, from suffering financially. And so life insurance can be used as a vehicle to minimize the impact to you and your family associated with those losses. So one should think about things like funeral costs, daily living expenses, college funding. Will those left behind be able to live in the same house, pay the mortgage or rent? Taking care of those ongoing living expenses such as food, clothing, transportation costs, health care, medical bills, taxes, outstanding debts, and the list goes on. So that's
right.
The importance of who needs it.
Right. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, they don't think it's affordable. And I try to express to them, you know, that, you know, it's as little as a dollar a day. So what are some of the different life insurance options for, you know, our listeners that they can know about to let them know that there are options out there and affordable options?
Oh, absolutely. Well, life insurance comes in many shapes and sizes. One size does not fit all, and no one kind is the best. So basically, you know, if the death benefit needs are decreased by the cash value, there's permanent life insurance policy that may be used to pay off loans and supplement retirement income. And when we talk about that, we kind of get into, you have permanent and you have your term, but I'm going to focus a little bit more on the permanent insurance. So you might have loans against your policy that can accrue interest and decrease the death benefits and so forth. But basically, let me see the best way to put this. Your term insurance usually is just for a term, a period of time.
Right.
And so after that period of time is done, then you usually have to go out and get more insurance.
Right.
Now, your permanent insurance is usually, it lasts forever. And usually level. And basically, in a nutshell, as easy as it is to say, this is the type of life insurance you have. Some that work with the market, you have some that work with guaranteed rates, you have some that – another thing a lot of people don't realize is that you can actually have an insurance policy for like 10 years, 20 years, and after 20 years, it's fully paid up. And a lot of people don't realize that. You know?
Yeah, there's a lot of different strategies.
Oh, yeah, so many different strategies. And, you know, also life insurance can protect a business from – you know, the financial loss of a key employee, or as a charitable gift. I mean, there's so many things to your church. There's a number of different ways you can actually angle this thing, and it's just amazing at, you know, the one thing that a lot of people are just missing because they don't understand the value and the importance of having it.
Right. Let's take this call really quick. Hello, caller. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
How are you? You got a question for us?
I got several questions. First, I just want to say you continue to drop wonderful knowledge. And with you yesterday, I've just been listening, and it's great, and it's so needed right now. There's so many of us out here that are about the knowledge, that don't have it, that don't need, you know, that need it. And a lot of times we don't think about this kind of stuff until it's too late. You know, it's hard for us to sometimes think about the inevitable, but it does happen, and we got to be prepared and be ready. And so that's what part of the movement is about. And so I'm just excited to just call in and be able to share that with you and say congratulations to you and thank you for your guests for sharing that information.
And this is the one and only Clyde Anderson from CNN, everyone.
Thank you. You know, it's always
thank
a pleasure.
Thank you, Clyde.
Thank you.
You know, it's always great, you know, with your knowledge, too. You know, you be kicking it down, too.
Well, you know, I got to try. It's together. We got to do this thing together. It's a movement. Like we always say, the movement is alive. But we need education right now. And this is the show that you have put together is awesome, too, to be able to do that and help us to build and to grow to get to that point. And so I'm just always thrilled, you know, when I get to hear this kind of information and know that our people have the opportunity to get it as well. You know, I don't want to stop hearing about people not being able to take care of what we need to take care of when the inevitable happens or we get to that position. You know, we got to be prepared. And so much that we don't know, but we don't know what we don't know. And so, again, the movement is alive. It's real. You know, so it's time to keep our people empowered and encouraged. And I know we're going to do a lot more together, so I'm excited about that. And looking forward to being with you more often. So thank you again for what you do, sis.
Thank you, Clyde. Thank you. Have a good one. Thank you.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. You there, Rohan? There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just a great thing, and I understand exactly what he's saying. You know, with just knowledge and how knowledge just opens up, and like, it's just amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's just awesome. Yeah, we got someone in the chat there saying, "I didn't realize that you can pay life insurance off with a certain period of time. I thought you paid until you die." So now we, you know, they're learning.
Exactly.
Awesome.
And another thing that,
so you know, there, like I said, like, you know, you just explained some of the different options between the permanent and term insurance. We all know permanent, you know, is insurance until, you know, something that, you know, cost may be a little more, you know, a little more higher than the term, but at least some people can get themselves covered temporarily until their financial situation change. So how much life insurance does a person need? How much life insurance does a person need?
Well, as a general rule of thumb, at least 7 times your annual gross income. However, we would need to analyze, you know, one's specific needs and earning potential, among other things, to actually make a true determination.
Right. Everyone's situation is different, you know, and when I'm doing the planning, you know, you can do 100 financial plans, but not one single one would be the same. So definitely they would just contact and just get the needs analysis from there, and then you guys just can determine from there, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And another thing that a lot of people don't look at is, you know, your annual growth in income is X amount of dollars, but you're also looking at how much potential money you're going to make over the number of years to come, and that's important also.
Right. Definitely. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back because I kind of want to transition into letting everyone know, you know, how do they determine which insurance policy is, you know, most appropriate for them. So we're going to take a quick break, Rohan, and we will be right back, everyone.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back, Rohan Smith, a financial advisor with New York Life, number one insurer in the world. And Rohan, before we get going on this question, we have another caller, but everyone, the lines are open, 347-215-8709, live chat, BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. Let's take this caller. Hello, caller, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Great show. Another great show.
Awesome.
You guys have
got
it going on, man. You really are helping people out with the show.
I know, it's amazing, right? A movement.
And it's happened so fast.
Right. And I'm trying to keep up.
You're doing a fine job. I hope you keep it up, and I want you to know I'm here to support you if you need. And
awesome.
Good luck with it.
Thank you. You got another call, Rohan. Sorry. Hello, call, are you there?
How you doing?
Hello.
Madam Jenkins.
Hello, James. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you in, out there in the west side?
It's wonderful. It is beautiful here in San Diego.
It sounds as though you guys are having one heck of a large movement, a heck of a time out there.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's just amazing. We're just working on trying to connect these cities, too. Get Atlanta with the California market, you know, hardest hit market. So we're doing what we're trying to do. Got Rowan on the air today, you know, the importance of life insurance. So that's a huge impact to the communities. Did you have a question for Rowan, James?
Just wanted to call and send a salute out to Madam Jenkins and say thank you and how are you doing?
Oh, thank you, James. It's always a pleasure to have you call in. Rohan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Okay, I thought.
I'm trying to keep up with him. Okay. So where were we? I mean, you lighten them up today, Rohan.
Believe me, the information I have, there's so much more, and it's just, you know, we can get into the whole investment part of it and pre-tax dollars, after-tax, and different strategies. So, I mean, we could go on forever, and these are things that people should know, like, you know, just in school, high school, you know, if someone understood some of these principles in a high school environment, you know, as
right.
they go forward, they have a better understanding of just how things work. And, you know, just like you said, it's such a good thing that you're doing what you're doing in your part in promoting literacy to the masses. And I thank you for that. I'm sure a lot of your listeners also thank you for that.
Right. Thank you. Oh, it's a passion for me. So back to that question, you know, how does a person determine which life insurance or policy is most appropriate for them? Because like I said, you know, it's all about educating. A lot of people don't know. So how do they determine that?
Well, there's a number of different things. The question is, does it fit your personal goals? And do you understand how the policy works? Now, the reason why that's important, and I'll tell you a story. I met with a lady and just recently, actually, and her mom was paying for a policy. It's an older policy. And she was paying $100 a month for this policy. And guess what the face amount is, meaning the death benefit, what would be paid out? You would never guess. She's been paying on it for 20 years. Take a while.
I can only imagine.
$5,000.
It has to be about over $1 million.
No, $5,000.
Oh, what happened?
Well, here's what happened. Her mother bought this insurance policy years ago. They didn't read it. They didn't understand what it does. So it was a burial insurance. And so the face amount is only $5,000, but the monthly fee is like $100 a month. So in that case, you could have done so much better because, you know, the fine print. You know, I had a gentleman that he was in tears, actually. And the reason why he was in tears is because he did not understand that with an insurance policy, there's two factors. One, your age, because of the whole mortality table and et cetera. We can get into that. And the other one is health.
Right.
So as you get older,
right.
what happens is your insurance, the cost of insurance for you is a little bit higher because you have a greater chance of having health issue and a greater chance of being closer to death. And
right.
so, you know, in certain policies, not all, and each policy has its purpose. I'm not going to say that one is better than the other. All of the policies have a purpose. But in his case,
right.
he didn't realize that at the end of the term, he's actually going to be paying three times as much. And there's certain ages that once you get to that age, it jumps. Like when you get into your early 50s, the cost of insurance goes up significantly. And so
extremely.
So basically, you know, you need to know how long you can keep that policy. Will the policy premiums increase? Is the policy convertible? Is there a limit on the time you can convert the policy? And are there additional exams for conversion depending on the type of policy? Is the policy temporary or permanent?
Right, exactly. And that's why it's so important to come and just meet one-on-one and get that analysis because, I mean, New York Life itself, you guys have a very sophisticated system where you can gather that information and just create plan A, B, and C and pinpoint it target to, you know, from where everyone is at, where they're at right now and where they desire to be. I mean, that's why you guys are the number one insurer in the world. And, you know, there's other strategies, like you say, so it's very important that, you know, they definitely sit down with you and get that needs analysis. And, you know, it doesn't cost anything to do it, you know, and a lot of people, that's another thing what people think when they meet with a planner or someone in the insurance industry, they think it costs. It's free. It is free to have that one-on-one meeting. So definitely. So let everyone know why New York Life. I know, you know, I've been hyping it up, but let's hear it from the direct source. Why New York Life?
Well, why New York Life? Well, for more than 165 years, New York Life Insurance Company's financial strength has helped provide peace of mind and financial security for clients and their families. New York Life is committed to being the soundest, strongest, and the easiest company to do business with. Every decision we make and every action we take has one purpose, to be there when you need us.
I love it. So is there any additional information you'd like to share with our listeners? I know there's tons, you know, but, you know, we got about 8 minutes, so we can just let them know, you know, let's use up this time and let them all know. We got about 6 minutes, actually, to share with them anything else you'd like for them to know.
Well, one of the things I'll say, you know, I have to say the disclaimer. And the disclaimer is just part of the process.
Compliance, right?
Compliance. So here's the disclaimer. Material discussed on this program is meant for general information only. Although this information has been gathered from sources believed to be reliable, please note that individual situations can vary. Individuals should consult with their professional advisor regarding their particular circumstances. Neither the information presented nor any opinion expressed constitutes a representation by us or a solicitation for the purchase of or sale of any specific product.
There you have it. How can they contact you, Rohan? Let everyone know how they can contact you.
You can contact me, give me a call. I can give you my number.
Yeah, go ahead and let them know.
Sure. Number is area code 770-380-1934, and you can also go to my website, which is Rohan, R-O-H-A-N-O, the letter O, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, .biz, for business.
Awesome. Well, we got a caller. We got another caller. Let me just take this caller.
Okay.
Hello, caller. How are you?
Hello. How are you today, Kalithia?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. This is Tamika calling in. I'm so excited about what's going on with the financial movement, and I just had to call in and speak on it.
Hey, what's going on, Tamika? Good to hear from you. How's Atlanta?
It's nice and hot out here.
Oh, I'll vouch for that. I'll vouch for that.
What's going on? Let us know, Tamika. What you got to say? Let it be known.
Well, we got a couple of seminars coming up for the credit restoration, which I think is very important for people to look into and start trying to get themselves together. So everyone needs to listen up for those dates and things like that to come aboard. And also we're going to be doing like a book bag drive to get some school supplies out as part of the nonprofit part of the organization. And I think people need to definitely listen for that date because people can save money any way that they could possibly do so this time of year.
Exactly. Well, that's awesome to know, Tamika. It's always, you know, you do a lot with Build, Grow, and Enjoy and within the community, and you're always appreciated. Thank you for calling in.
No problem. I'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah, all right. Thanks. Bye-bye. So definitely. And, you know, and you are a member of Build, Grow, and Enjoy, so they can come directly on buildgrowandenjoy.com, and they can join the site, and they can email you directly. That's one thing about Build, Grow, and Enjoy, everyone. It's a very interactive site, connects you to every possible social site you can imagine out there. So, I mean, with a click of a button, you can send a message out to your Facebook, your LinkedIn, your Twitter, all in one. So definitely you can come on buildgrowandenjoy.com. You can email Rohan directly, or you can go to his website. I do have his contact information in our featured guest group, as I do all of our guests that come onto the show. So you can definitely pull up Rohan underneath there to contact him directly. So is there anything you would like to conclude with, Rohan, before we conclude the show today?
Just a thank you, Kalithia, for inviting me on the show. I am thankful that I'm able to be part of the process. I thank you again and your organization.
Awesome. And thank you for coming on and taking the time to come speak to us today. You're always appreciated. So, everyone, that concludes our show for today. Thank you for tuning in. Definitely, everyone, have a great week and weekend, Atlanta. I love you guys. Tune in on Monday. We have Entrepreneur Talk with Airborne International and Two Cheek Boutique from the new Lawrenceville event. They're going to be sharing some great success stories with their businesses they have built and sharing some best practices with you. And don't forget, on Tuesday, I will have a very special broadcast with Travis Townsend, board president of the Atlanta Urban League Young Professional. So have a great week, great weekend, Atlanta. Welcome, San Diego, and you guys enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.